Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Putin claims President Biden's war criminal tag may have permanently ended U.S.-Russian relations. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Tuesday says Putin brought this on himself.
Russia is the aggressor here, and I think we have seen here at the Pentagon, we've certainly seen clear evidence that the Russian military is conducting war crimes. We think it's important for the investigative process to continue. We're going to contribute to that, but obviously relations with Russia are not at a premium, nor should they be.
The Biden administration on Monday imposed travel bans on Chinese officials whom it accuses of repressing Uyghur Muslims, as well as other ethnic and religious minorities. The State Department is barring the officials from traveling here because of their involvement in repressive acts. The department did not name the officials that would be banned. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A Boeing 737-800 owned by China Eastern Airlines crashed in the mountains in southern China's Guangxi region on Monday with 132 people on board. A security camera caught the jet going straight down after dropping 31,000 feet in about a minute. Rescuers say they've been unable to find any bodies. Teachers are getting a pay raise in the Sunshine State.
There's good news for teachers in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis announced that he's raising the average minimum salary to all of the state's teachers to at least $47,500. Speaking at a charter school in Wilmington, Florida, the Republican governor said he's earmarking $800 million from the state's new budget to fund the pay increases, which includes even higher pay for more experienced teachers. DeSantis said it's crucial to reward educators for their hard work during the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Thank you. We appreciate you listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As the war rages on in Ukraine, a 7-year-old refugee that had just escaped to Poland sings their national anthem to other refugees in a stadium this week. So far, sanctions imposed on Russian President Vladimir Putin have yet to stop his rampage across Ukraine.
It's been a month since the U.S. issued its first sanctions against Russia in hopes of weakening the Kremlin. In an upcoming interview for CBS's 60 Minutes, Deputy National Security Advisor Dalip Singh, who crafted the sanctions, discussed what more can be done.
We can broaden our sanctions. So take the sanctions we've already applied, apply them to more targets, apply them to more sectors.
Singh mentioned more banks as sanctioned targets among examples without giving more specifics. He added that the Biden administration will still pursue diplomacy in addition to imposing costs, adding that dictators have to pay for their aggression. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Japan was angered on Tuesday after Russia withdrew from peace treaty talks with Japan and froze joint economic projects related to the disputed Kuril Islands because of sanctions imposed by Tokyo over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Believe it or not, Russia and Japan have still not formally ended World War II hostilities. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hello, America. How you doing? Are you ready to go for it? Lots to talk about and get up to speed, and we've got just the one to help us do that, Dr. Michael Busler. He is the public policy analyst and economics professor. Michael, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, time to get your insight. So much talk about from Ukraine, Hunter Biden's laptop back in the news. I mean, big time. I don't know how the president gets away with this, because it's coming full force now. The things that should have happened a long time ago did not, and now they're happening. It's much the same story as Ukraine. Things were ignored, and then it gets more complicated down the road. I keep using that that metaphor that, what was it, Pennzoil commercial would say, you can pay me now or pay me later. The inference is the sooner you pay, it's not quite, it may seem expensive, but not as expensive if you wait till later, because you've got other machinery and things that break down and make it more complicated. So here in both cases, that is the situation. Of course, the eyes of the country, it seems a little complex right now to deal with the nomination of a Supreme Court judge, but that's front and center, and we'll have to deal with that. So we'll have to chew gum and walk at the same time. We're told that our talented elite class are capable of doing that, and we'll see how they do. But it's clear that in this particular case, with this judge that is up for this nomination, Ketanji Brown Jackson, as Jonathan Turley said, not necessarily getting the respect that Amy Coney Barrett was denied, right? Or that she is getting the respect that Amy Coney Barrett was denied.
Yeah, so the questioning part of the hearings that she's going through are starting right now, and we'll see how all that questioning plays out. You know, Bill, you did mention a few things I wanted to talk about when we started here. One, Hunter Biden's laptop. Because the New York Post found out about this before the election, and they publicized it. And remember, Twitter, off of Twitter, because they were saying this, and all of the media said that Hunter Biden's laptop is just Russian disinformation, and it really isn't true. I saw a study that was done after the election when some more news about Hunter Biden's activities came to light. The study said that 9% of the people that voted for Biden would not have voted for him had they known fully about this Hunter Biden laptop and the involvement that Joe Biden as well as Hunter had with the Chinese government. Now, 9% of the people not voting for Biden would have easily switched the election to Trump. And as a result of that, the world would be much in a much different place today than it is. You know, the midterm elections are coming up, and most people seem to think the Republicans are going to do fairly well. Some are now starting to talk about a landslide for the Republican Party. Now, a lot can happen between now and November, so it's hard to make predictions. But when people vote, usually the top two concerns are security and the economy. And on both issues, the Biden administration is doing absolutely terribly. You take a look at security, just the crime rate in the city where you live is skyrocketing, and the Biden administration and Democratic mayors who take similar positions aren't doing anything about it, so people don't even feel safe where they live. And then you're worried about national security. Recall during the Trump administration, there was very little problems with anything. Now Biden comes into office. You have Russia attacking Ukraine. China is looking at Taiwan. They're about to make a terrible deal with Iran that will give them the nuclear weapons in a relatively short time period. And North Korea, who hadn't fired any missiles when Trump was president, suddenly is firing missiles all over the place. So people feel very insecure as a result of Biden's policies. The second thing people want is a strong economy. Prior to the pandemic, we had an inflation rate was at 1.5%. We had an unemployment rate that was at 3.5%, and people felt generally good about the economy and where their finances were heading. Well, you take a look now. We've got an inflation rate that's 8%, and it will hit double-digit levels before this summer. That'll cause the Federal Reserve to act very aggressively by raising interest rates, and that could bring on a recession by the end of the year. So you take a look at the major issues, security and the economy. The Biden administration is failing terribly, and as a result, things look pretty good for the Republicans in the fall, maybe landslide words will start to come about.
Well, that's what they're saying, and that you hope that, you know, they do not mess this thing up, because a lot is in their favor. And guess what? Who's back? You got Dr. Fauci, who's been MIA for a while, and suddenly he's back, and he's talking of, hey, look, there could be another variant coming up. Interestingly, the timing seems to coincide with the midterms. It's so perfect. I mean, you know, that he's back, and you've got, a majority of the country wants Dr. Fauci to go off into the sunset and retire. But he just kind of laughs about it. He almost cackled like the vice president. He came close to cackling, as a matter of fact. And, it's not going to happen. I mean, he's the highest paid federal employee, makes more than the president of the United States. He's very happy in the position he has, a tremendous amount of power, even though, you know, so many people just, they've had it with him. They don't believe him. They don't trust him. He's lost credibility. In much the same way, you know, getting back to the Hunter laptop, if I might say, you had 51 former intelligence officials, Michael, who said this was Russian disinformation. I mean, here's the top intelligence people, which is, you know, I think it's kind of ironic because, you know, the media challenged President Trump, if you remember, when he said, when they said, well, look, at all your intelligence people are telling you this. And Trump said, well, I'm not sure. What do you mean? You don't believe these top guys? You know, that they have all this credibility? And here they are, you know, a couple of years later, they're fully exposed, lying about Russian disinformation. And nobody is coming up and going, well, yeah, bad intel, you know, something, you know. No, some of them are doubling down on this stuff. I think Clapper is going, nope, I wouldn't have changed my mind. That would have been my assessment. It's like,
yeah,
please.
You know, the New York Post the other day, on their cover, they had the 51 liars, they called them, the 51
yes.
liars who signed the letter, and they had a picture of all of them, Brennan and Clapper and all of them were there. They drew conclusions that they knew were not correct, and they did it just for political reasons.
Because they said it felt, that's what they felt. They said, I kind of felt that way. That's kind of like these conclusions that were drawn against Trump. After you get 95% of media negative about Trump, it's no wonder people are going to have ill feelings about him. And so look at what we got. Thank you very much. And you can thank the mainstream media, Twitter, and all of them for the president we have right now. We've got more from Michael after this.
Nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I got to say this. I'm so grateful for the networks that carry Bill Martinez Live, because they are all independent and allow us to have these conversations. I mean, you have no idea how many other networks and radio stations would not allow the kind of conversation that Dr. Michael Busler and I are having. And this is important for you because knowledge is power. As our good friend John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute is often quoted as saying, that it is knowledge that precedes action. I say, you know, the right knowledge preceding the right action. We need to be discerners and be real smart about this, because the fact of the matter is the Democrats have power, the very power and control that Lindsey Graham hoped to God they didn't get. If you remember when he yelled that out during the Kavanaugh hearings, they got it. And they're not going to go away. I know Michael has said, and I agree with him, I have the sense, I mean, you got, what, 31 Democratic congressmen and women that are not coming back for this midterm. They don't want to participate in the midterm elections. So that's a problem. So that's an indication it's not looking good. Nancy Pelosi is trying to hold things together by saying, hey, but I'm running for, for election again, because I think she's got, I think she ends up with about, She ends up winning her seat with about 280,000 votes, and I wouldn't be surprised if she has those in her desk drawer, that she just pulls them out every 2 years whenever she needs them. It's an automatic given for her. Regardless, you know, they are going to fight tooth and nail. We talked about Dr. Fauci coming back. He's already warning of a return of the pandemic, another variation of it, just in time, because it's midterm time. So we got to have that, because that will open up the gates again and open us up for, additional voter fraud, which, Michael, according to Rasmussen, now a majority of Americans agree that the election was fraught with fraud. And, people don't want to talk about it. Are you saying, President Biden, wasn't elected, legitimately? And I say, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know. And the fact that I don't know and others don't know, shame on you, because if you have the goods, even Bill Barr the other day, he made it sound like, come on. You're the attorney general. If you're going to make that statement, you wouldn't let me get away with that statement. But here you are as a national figure, an attorney general, and you make a general statement like that, instead of, if you're going to make that statement, then give me the specifics, because there is lots to defend here, including 1,000 people, Michael, with sworn affidavits saying that they saw with their own eyes cheating taking place in these various election, these counting centers during the election. Okay, so square that up. Square the fact in some states you had more votes than the population. Okay, I mean, help me out. Help me understand all this stuff so I can say, yes, okay, sounds kind of strange, but yeah, it's there. Joe Biden actually got, 10 million more votes. I think at least 10 million more votes than Barack Obama, an iconic black figure, the first black president. And Joe Biden, who operated out of his bunker doing a campaign that was hard pressed to complete a sentence, that whenever you went around the country, you were hard pressed to even see Biden-Harris signs. But yet, everywhere you went, you saw Trump signs. I mean, there were Trump, even in Los Angeles, Michael. In Los Angeles, there is a parade miles long for Donald Trump. Give me a break. And so all those things that you saw, I guess, are just your lying eyes. And what really happened is Joe Biden did, in fact, beat Donald Trump by 10 million votes.
And, out of everything that you just said, the thing that really worries me the most is we have a democracy here. And in a democracy, a democratic society, you have to welcome healthy debate, and you have to encourage healthy debate. That means a clear and accurate presentation of both sides of an argument. The media is supposed to report on that kind of thing accurately so that people get accurate, unbiased information. Now, you can have opinion columns in the newspaper, on the op-ed pages, on the editorial pages, that's great. The newspaper is entitled and indeed encouraged to take a position. But when they're reporting, they have to be objective, and they have to give clear information to the public so they can make good decisions. What the media is doing and has been doing is closing down one side of the argument. Look, I'm a college professor. I teach at a university that was started as a liberal arts college. Out of the 330 faculty members, I think I found three other ones that share my views. The rest of the faculty is giving the students only one side of an argument, and it's sort of brainwashing them. In my classes, and I'm opinionated, and I admit that, but in my classes, I always try to give both sides of the argument objectively and then say to the students, look, you figure it out. The reason you're here at college, you want to learn some things, but the primary reason, what you get out of going to college, is to learn critical thinking skills.
Exactly.
So that when you get out in the real world, you come up with a problem, you take a look at all the options to resolve it, and you use those skills to come up with a good solution. The only way to develop critical thinking skills is to show the students both sides of the argument and encourage them to figure it out for themselves. The public can't figure out things for themselves because they don't get accurate information from the media. That is one way to destroy democracy, and I'm hoping at some point it changes and the media starts to get a little more objective in their reporting.
Well, the American people need to get upset about this because they're purposely being dumbed down. Because to your point, a one-sided argument equals stupid. You can't develop your intellect that way. And it purposely dumbs you down. And so why should you be dumbed down? Well, we know from history that all these totalitarian governments, one of the things that they did, they took over the education of the people groups so that they could dumb them down and make them compliant. And right now, you have too much compliance going on when you have our founding fathers early on warning us that we should always mistrust government. And the thing is, we used to count on the mainstream media being the vanguards of that kind of important position to keep us aware and knowing what was going on. But now, whether it's Hunter's laptop, whether it's Nancy Pelosi's engagement with the Chinese, and that she won't even investigate the Wuhan lab because her family and her son are getting paid by the Chinese. And that's just, you know, just a couple of people. But there's so many elected elites of the ruling elite class in our country that have been, as Peter Schweitzer wrote, they've been elite captured. They are bought and they've sold themselves to the Chinese. The Chinese were happy to buy them and they owe their souls.
Exactly. And we can't let something like this continue. So as we started today, we talked about the midterm elections. The real way to change this is to do it at the ballot box. So I hope that when voters go and they look at where the country is and where it was and where it should be, that they elect people that will put forth the ideas that we know are right and support the positions that we know are consistent with freedom, democracy, and free speech. The fact that we're trying to stifle a lot of this free speech, even on college campuses, which are supposed to be the haven of free speech, even free speech is threatened there. I'm afraid to speak up myself with a lot of arguments because I just know they're going to jump all over me and I'll have to pay for it later. So I quietly do what I do and I try to convince the students that they have to take a look at both sides. They walk into my classroom set with a certain position. If I give them the other side, they right away say, that's not right. That's not what I've been taught. And I say, well, look, here's the other side. Take a good look at it and evaluate it yourself and see what you think really makes the most sense. Try to gather as much accurate information as possible before you make that decision. But look at both sides and decide which side seems to make the most sense.
Exactly. America needs a knowledgeable voter. We need a voter that will hold their elected officials to account, whether it's a Republican or Democrat. Dr. Michael Bussler. Thank you, Michael. Take care.
Always a pleasure.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Putin claims President Biden's war criminal tag may have permanently ended U.S.-Russian relations. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Tuesday says Putin brought this on himself.
Russia is the aggressor here, and I think we have seen here at the Pentagon, we've certainly seen clear evidence that the Russian military is conducting war crimes. We think it's important for the investigative process to continue. We're going to contribute to that. But obviously relations with Russia are not at a premium, nor should they be.
The Biden administration on Monday imposed travel bans on Chinese officials whom it accuses of repressing Uyghur Muslims, as well as other ethnic and religious minorities. The State Department is barring the officials from traveling here because of their involvement in repressive acts. The department did not name the officials that would be banned. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Oh, some days, some moments, you just have to breathe, right? Just take a deep breath. We'll calm down and know that God is in charge, that this is no surprise to him. You know, we are heading on a path that he long established, and his kingdom will come and his will be done, whether you like it or not. We are now in the middle of Lent, 21 days of 40 days of Lent, which culminates the most significant event in human history. Think about it. The resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday. It is a time for reflection and preparation, I believe, for this most important event. The author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback and now ministry leader, Jeff Kemp, joins us now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. I thank you for bringing us into a calmer moment to reflect. And I'll join you in reflecting on the greatest pivot point in all of history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ and, of course, the crucifixion, which he chose to endure so that we humans would have a solution from this sin and brokenness and division and distance from God, which is evident all around us, certainly in Russia's attack upon Ukraine and the suffering.
Exactly.
There, but boy, many people listening have suffering in their own family, having been attacked and broken. Maybe they've lost a child before a parent passed. A marriage is divorced. A drug addiction has taken control. are many things: abuse, trauma, division in the family. That creates pain, and this Lenten season is one to remember that the human pain has been surpassed by God's choice to take pain on our behalf. The Bible says that God made him who never sinned to be sin for us so that we could be made the righteousness of Christ. But you got to receive that, right? Which is why
yes.
we're talking today, to receive the good news of Easter and understand the terrible news of Good Friday and the very realistic negative news of our own sinfulness and mankind's rebellion. And waiting for Easter, we prepare our hearts for an eternity that will be good if we receive Christ, and
exactly.
that will not be good if we don't.
Well, just as Jesus went out to the desert before he began his ministry, Jeff, he was out there for 40 days, right? And 40, the number 40 is significant in God's math, and it is it represents trial and tribulation. And so during this time of Lent, we pause and, you know, kind of press into the trials in a way of, you know, that we want to understand, you know, why the trial? Am I going to be so selfish and pitiful to say, woe is me, you know, or is it, you know, God's not going to allow a trial to happen without some benefit because he's a redeeming God. And going back to what you were saying earlier, the very heart of the Father is life. And so if you really just press in on that idea of life, you know, what produces life, what ignites life? I mean, here Jesus had to die in order that life would be renewed, that there would be a rebirthing that would take place in such a magnificent way. That is the way things work, you know, in combination with God's will in heaven and God's will here on earth, and in bringing these two together. And sometimes it's hard to comprehend, but you can't do it without intentionality. And this is what Lent is all about. 40 days for us to be real intentional about our relationship, not only with the Father, but with the Son. Because, as you said so perfectly, Jeff, Jesus is the solution. He is the one. I mean, could you imagine what our world would be like if Jesus had not come over 2,000 years ago?
Well, the flood where the world was wiped out and only Noah and his family left was a picture of what the world was like without Jesus, without God's presence. It said everyone continued to do nothing except evil repeatedly. And God was sad that he'd created humanity and given us freedom to choose. Because from those first choices, Adam and Eve, you know, choosing just slightly off course. And then their first son, Cain, kills Abel. And society moves downhill. And then, of course, we've repopulated since Noah. And the world's had up and down chapters. You know, World War II and World War I and the Civil War. And some negative aspects of the Crusades, the Dark Ages. In the days of Jesus, Christians were persecuted and killed and burned at the stake, tortured. And so we have to take a look at the long term. And I think if a person thought we humans are just like 80 years worth of living and we have to get as much gusto as we can down here and then it's over, then it would certainly be sad. And Paul says, you know, we'd be most to be pitied if there was no resurrection. There is a resurrection. There is a resurrection of Jesus Christ, and there is a resurrection of the soul of every human being to eternal life or eternal living without Christ, which would be not the sort of life that God wants for us. God calls it hell.
And exactly.
If we just think that we're a body, Bill, that's a funny phrase, body, Bill. If we think, Bill, that we are just a body and not a soul, then 40 days seems like a long time. 40 years in the desert for the Israelites seems like a long time. 40 days for Jesus in the wilderness seems like a long time. 40 days of Lent seems like a long time. A 27-day war over in Ukraine that may end up being the length of Lent seems like a long time. Suffering on Earth seems so sad because, oh, it's taking up some of my, you know, 80 years. No, you are a soul, and God made you to live forever. And it says in Hebrews that God disciplines those he loves, just as a father, a good father, disciplines his child so the child can grow, mature, make good choices versus bad, turn to the Lord versus to themselves. And all through Scripture, it tells us that trials bring perseverance and character like Jesus and hope in eternity. And love is poured out in our hearts when our circumstances are bad. But we realize that our Savior is good, and we will live with him forever. So Lent is a period that seems somber, but it's actually quite short as we consider that God is renewing our soul for eternity. And that is the hope of Easter. And that is the reason for Lent. And that is the reason Christ went to the cross and was raised from the dead. It's the greatest thing in all of history. And
without
the fact
doubt,
that Jesus took a blitz for us should remind us that we're going to face some blitzes too.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, he warned us as such. And the thought, Jeff, of people not believing in the resurrection, you know, the tomb is empty. And I'll guarantee you, if Jesus' body was still in the tomb, this would be done. I mean, Josh McDowell, when he was in college, that was one of the things he went after. He went after the resurrection factor to prove that this was all a false narrative, you know, fake news. And in the process of studying and researching, he came to the realization that the tomb was empty. And the fact that the tomb
was empty.
He was
trying to prove that Christianity was wrong, and
right.
He ended up proving that Christ had risen, thus Christianity is true. And it's not a religion, it's a relationship, because the solution, as you said earlier in our talk, was it's Jesus. It's the person of Jesus. It's a relationship with God through Jesus, and then the Holy Spirit can live inside of you. That's the way Jesus sent himself to stay with us even today.
There is so much about Easter, and my prayer, Jeff, is that we would all embrace and renew our hearts and our minds, our very spirits, with God's purpose for Easter and the celebration that and the realization that the tomb is empty and that we're following Jesus. And as you said, that we are eternal souls. It does not stop here on this earthly plane. Jeff Kemp has been our guest. Thank you, Jeff.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75%. 5.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, the good news girl, Samantha Mao, joins us now as we take a look at this week's report on the viral videos that are capturing everybody's attention. Hey, Sam, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. This is good. It's always look forward to our time together. You know, I was somebody had sent me a meme of a sign on the back of a window. The guy had painted, or the gal, could have been either one, I don't know if it was a guy or a gal, I'm just saying a guy, had painted on the back of the window saying, if you voted for Biden, follow me, you're paying for gas.
That's kind of how it feels, doesn't it?
It does. And then plus the other thing that's going viral, too, are those. Have you seen those little stickers that people are posting on gas station pumps? A picture of Biden saying, and they put it right at the price of the gas and go, I did that.
Oh, my gosh. I have not seen those. Yeah. But I'm taking a picture when I do.
Oh, it's hysterical. It's just totally hysterical. And, of course, that's bucking, the faux narrative that the White House wants us to believe that it's all Putin's fault, right? But, people know reality. They're figuring it out. But meanwhile, you got a Chicago business manager reporting giving away $1 million in free gas. Bless his heart. Wow. We're going to Chicago.
I know. So this actually started off with a $200,000 free gas giveaway. This is Willie Wilson. He's a millionaire there in Chicago. And, he was trying to just give people a break. And it started off where he was doing $200,000 gas giveaway. And the lines were hours long, of course. Mm. And the gas station actually ended up dropping the prices a little bit, but I think they got about 4,000 cars. And then he decided, you know what, let's do it again. Because he's just like, God's going to help us get through these times. So if I can do something to help a little bit and make a difference, I'm going to do it. And he mm-hmm. did. And, it's just one of those amazing things. And I think seeing people do stuff like that, you're like, that's no insignificant chunk of change. and
well, yeah,
you know, about $50 a car is what it ended up being, just to allow everybody to get some gas. And, you know, that little boost might just be what people need. And, I mean, honestly, even if you don't need that $50, just the morale boost of having somebody, you know, reach out in your community and try to help, it kind of brings everybody together. And
exactly.
You know, I
well, that kind of attitude can be contagious, Sam. I mean, like, okay, you got a guy there donating to his community $1 million worth of gas versus somebody going into a family market and robbing somebody and taking their chips and dip. What kind of person do you want in your community? The guy giving $1 million or somebody breaking into, you know, a family store in the neighborhood, you know? This is the contrast, but what you hear so often out of Chicago, what sounds like a casualty report every Monday morning, you know, how many people have been shot, how many are wounded, and of course, they're being supplanted by New York, because New York crime is going too crazy as well. But God bless this Chicago businessman, and I just pray that God will multiply the blessings back to him for his generosity, and I trust that he will. It's almost like I'm interested to hear of the follow-up of what happens in this businessman's life as a result of his generosity and the example of paying it forward to the people in his community and how they're going to be touched too. I think there's many stories in the Naked City yet to be understood as a result of this man's generosity. This is awesome. Now, the next one is you've got a gas station that lowers the price to $2.25 to give the community a break at the pump, huh?
That's right. So in Burnsville, North Carolina, the owners of this gas station from about noon to 5 p.m. decided we're going to take a loss on the gas prices. You know, gas prices are just something that's really affecting people lately, so we're starting off with these two stories. And they lowered it to $2.25 a gallon. And as long as gas was available, people lined up, and they're planning on doing it again soon. And, you know, $2.25 a gallon, it really wasn't that long ago that we saw $2.25 a gallon ourselves, but now that's such a big savings. You know, people, I can't go on Facebook or on social media without seeing people posting gas prices, just kind of in shock.
Exactly.
We got here so fast.
Yeah, and the other thing, Sam, that I think we need to be careful of is a lot of these, like I said, these are family businesses. These are small business people that are operating these gas stations. And what the White House unfairly, and I think with a lot of ignorance, tries to put out there is that these small businesses are just making a killing right now, and they're gouging people. They have no clue. You know, to make that kind of statement, it was like, you know, Jen Psaki, I mean, I'll tell you what, we're going to make you queen for a day. We're going to let you own a gas station and see the reality of what happens. Why do you think these gas stations now are into selling all these other soft goods? Because you're hard-pressed. I mean, you know, you get a couple of pennies a gallon, and you're supposed to run this business, pay for people, have clean bathrooms, do all this stuff, you know, for the traveling, you know, commuter. And then now you have an ignorant class of elitists thinking that they know better and saying, oh, these people are gouging the American people at the gas pumps. I mean, you know, that's just, it's absurd. So, you know, for somebody, a gas station owner to do this is a gift, you know, a gift to the public, but it's also a chance for, you know, people to also realize that these gas stations are not making hand over fist right now. And, you know, everybody is feeling, you know, feeling the pain. Yes, they're providing a service by doing this, but I think that it's unfair to put the onus on them when this is something done by their own party to decide, you know, to squelch down and cut back the fuel levels in our own country to take us from being energy independent to being, you know, energy beggars and going out there begging for oil, you know, from, you know, people that are, you know, we're kind of at war with, you know.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of like, oh, you know, it's like really doesn't make sense, you know, but, you know, even a fifth grader, I think, could figure that out. This next story is about a couple that finds a pearl that could be worth thousands of all in a clam at a New Jersey restaurant. Wow. What a lucky
find,
right?
Eh?
Yeah.
Well, that is a lucky find. And you, Michael and Maria Spressler, they've been going to the Lobster House restaurant in Cape May for 34 years, and this is their first time finding anything like this. You know, they had actually ordered like a dozen clams on the half shell, and Michael starts to, you know, go ahead and eat, and he said that he actually thought he broke off a tooth whenever he started chewing this clam. He's like, it was a little heavy. I didn't think anything of it. Then I chew it, and I felt something hard. And at first, I'm thinking it's a tooth. Well, no, it's the opposite of this bad luck that he's thinking. It's good luck. It's a pearl that could be worth thousands of dollars. And whenever he, like, went through it and looked, it ended up, I think he's very shocked. Like I said, they've been going there for 34 years and never found anything like this. And so it kind of makes everybody want to go out there and order some clams this time of year.
Yeah, see, in Hawaii, when you find a pearl like that, you have to yell, aloha, you know, and so it's all part of the blessing and greeting. But thank God, you imagine if he'd have swallowed it, he wouldn't have known, right?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. He would have never been the loser. Then he would have been wondering what tooth he accidentally swallowed and never knowing it was thousands of dollars.
Or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Well, good for them. Now that's hey, lunch on everybody, man. We're pearl worthy. That's awesome. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis reach $30 million fundraising goal for Ukraine, huh?
That's right. So Mila is actually from Ukraine.
Mila.
Well, this is one of those things. There were 65,000 people donated, and they said what they're going to do is try to ensure that this has maximum impact. And, you know, there are a couple that, you know, I've seen trying to reach out and make changes in the world, you know, more than other celebrities. It's nice to see people do that, and they're not, you know, you don't necessarily see them talking about politics that much, but you see them, like, just genuinely trying to help. One of Ashton Kutcher's things is helping victims of sex trafficking, and I think that what they're doing is great, and I hope that money that they raised, which is significant, I can't believe how much they raised that fast.
Wow, that's great.
You know, I hope it really helps a lot of people that are in Ukraine suffering right now.
Well, and I hope that money gets to him. And, you know, I was just advised last week that there was, you know, a group of Calvary churches, which was started by Chuck Smith back in the area where I grew up. And in fact, I attended Chuck's Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa, California for many years. And they came together and they're raising money, and 100% of the donation goes straight to Ukraine for health services, food, and that sort of thing. There's no administrative cut. You know, like with the Red Cross, people will donate to the Red Cross. And I understand, look, it costs to have an organization like Red Cross. You need to take some administrative, you know, fees and cut out of it to pay for this stuff. And I think that the Red Cross is somewhere between 25-30%, and maybe higher, maybe as high as 35. But so to have these organizations at 0%, turn over this money, and hopefully that's the same with what Ashton and Mila are doing. Hopefully they find the right outlet to where that full $30 million is leveraged in its totality. And you have other groups, too, that are amazing how they fundraise, and they're able to, you know, talk about multiplying the loaves and the fish. I mean, it is amazing what they're able to do and generate and leverage with donations like that. And so a lot of those stories we're not hearing about. But, you know, I just pray that those supplies get to the people as needed. This last story is about a family who lost their three kids when a drunk driver plowed into them. And they celebrate the birth of their new baby. Huh? A gift from above, no doubt. God bless them.
That's right. The couple lost their daughters, Sienna, Angela, and Anthony, then their son, Anthony, a couple years ago in a drunk driving accident along with their niece. And I think that, you know, you imagine it's so hard to get through that. And they just welcomed their first little girl since the accident. And I think it's a blessing from above and might help heal their broken hearts.
Yeah, we would hope so. Samantha Mao, she's a good news girl. Check her out right there at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Sam. Take care. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.